This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USAprepares.com. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and this is hour number two. And my guest today is Jim White, also a radio talk show host from Northwest Montana. And I've been on his shows many times over the years. Now, Jim, you touched on the economy a little bit, and I want to, you know, I give a lot of dialogue on the delegitimization of work, you know, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, basically protecting, enabling the most corrupt companies in the country and the world with liability immunity. And they're basically eliminating laws with precedence. In other words, they're giving free lunch to the elites while they're printing and spending and increasing taxes and inflation at the same time, because we pay for everything through taxation, inflation, and cost shifting. And it's an illusion of economic growth. It's all, if we use the same measures of measuring economic growth like we did 30 years ago, it would show that inflation's way higher than it is. In fact, they admit the CPI, which is a joke number anyway, and they say if you don't include food and energy, which is, how stupid can that be right now, because food and energy is going through the roof. John Williams from ShadowStats.com says inflation's really about 11%, and the little guy is really paying for inflation, deflation, and stagflation right now. And the U.S. debt-to-GDP ratio is somewhere in the neighborhood of 135%. So that being said, Jim, what do you expect to happen with our economy in such a fraudulent, made-up illusion? And how do the little people protect themselves, Jim?
Well, you know, Rich, at this point right now, we're up against the forces of darkness everywhere. They've got their people in every place. You look at BlackRock, for example, who going in and buying up entire neighborhoods of rentals for people to, because they know what's coming, right? They get free, pretty much 0% money they can get from the Fed. And their goal is to, as I stated earlier, they run commercials on it. You will not own anything. You'll rent everything and you'll like it. You've got the, you know, Amazon, of course, just continues to grow. They're doing drone footage, or not footage, but drone delivery service now. I mean, you can see what the future holds. They're going to eventually put a lot of the smaller businesses out of what was the Rockefeller that said? The competition's a sin. They live by that. They live by that. I mean, they want to put all of the small people in the small communities out of business, and they want to, especially in the rural communities, Rich, because then those people that live outside the main city center, they're going to have to start driving so far in to get groceries and stuff if they don't grow their own. You can't grow everything, but they have to go inside, and when they have to go into town, it's going to get so laborious for them that they're just going to give up and go, let's just move closer to the city, which really solves another one of their goals that we've talked about before. And, you know, Debbie Bacchalupi has been on my show numerous times. I know you know Debbie. She's fantastic when it comes to Agenda 21 and now Agenda 2030. They want to put us all into compact cities. They want to designate all of the area outside those compact cities as, you know, a non-human zones. They'll give us our little area for us to, you know, recreate in and make us think that we're free. But ultimately, we'll be, as we have been since my first day breath in this earth, we're still in chains. We're still in bonds. We just don't realize that we're in the bonds, and that's the problem. people don't realize, again, Rich, they've been so distracted and so dumbed down. You got the mainstream media, which has done more damage to this country than any single, maybe save the banks, maybe the banks and the drug companies. The media has done more damage to this nation than any other institution, perhaps in its history. It's at the top five, that's for sure. So we're battling the whole entire machine of disinformation, government censorship, tyranny. I mean, we're for a battle, Rich, and that's why people have to snap out of it. I mean, I say that almost every show. You know, don't worry about what's going on really in Washington, the Biden administration, all that corrupt, that cesspool of corruption. Concentrate on your city hall. Concentrate on your county commissioners. Concentrate on what goes on in your capital. They're crooks in Washington, and they're always going to be crooks. They're 2,000 miles away from us here in Montana. Why do I care what they do? We should be focused on local politics above everything else, Rich. And I think once we start doing that, and we are, then we'll take our individual states back and then collectively take this nation back.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jim, and that's how they want to consolidate power, money, control. And they want to weaponize the people along the way and make brown shirts. And that's why they want to continue to make people in despair. They want to keep them poor. So when the 200 companies, including BlackRock, are buying up all single-family homes, and they're literally combining it into a package, a product, an asset, and selling it to the wealthiest hedge funds and pension funds on Wall Street, which I've gone over many times, that's exactly what they're doing. It's to create more renters. That's why they want all these illegal, unvetted immigrants to come into the country, because they want to rent. They want more renters, and they want more despair. They want more crime. They want more murder. They want more rape, because they know they have a yacht. They have a plane. They have a private island. They have an underground bunker. They have underground cities. When the crapper hits the fan, they don't care, because they're going to get their depopulation and control agenda, and they're going to have everybody kill each other. This is why we need to, like Jim says, basically is saying, is we need to decentralize. You know, the Bank of International Settlement, which is a central bank, no one trusts them anyway, but they were talking about implementing, you know, a Basel III, a net stable funding requirement to supposedly stop paper contracts and naked shorts on an over-leveraged market and fake futures market regarding gold. Probably not with silver, because silver's poor man gold, and they don't want the poor man to have any leverage in their favor. But this is what we need to do, and what I discussed earlier in the broadcast, the Montana Treasury Department needs to legalize gold and silver for commerce. We need to revalue it, and we need to have a plan B, a hedge fund for the little people. You know, look at all these ridiculous valuations of stocks, equities, stock buyback programs going through the roof, individual, household, corporate, government debt, global debt through the roof, highest margin debt ever. I mean, what could possibly go wrong when you come up with these numbers and statistics and the labor shortage? Okay, since 1913, the money printing in the past year has been 35% has been done the past year. Since 1913, we have record trade deficits, derivatives in the quadrillions, corrupt bankers, lawyers, politicians, judges, currency debasement, monetizing debt like it's chewing gum, manipulation of silver and gold with naked shorts and paper contracts, definitions of collateral and credit and currency is redefined and devalued by the second. We have capped bond markets at both ends, over-leveraged everything. See, the little people, this is what you were talking about, Jim. If we decentralize, we got to get away from the word centralized as much as possible. We need to decentralize locally, at least at the state level, if not even more of a regional level or a local level. We need to have ideas and solution conferences around the state, Jim. And I'm hoping Greg Gianforte is listening to this. And he's done a lot of good things. I mean, he's probably done more in 6 months than our last governor did in the last 8 years already. So, I mean, nobody's perfect, but we need to have these discussions publicly at every gas station, every restaurant, every grocery store. When you bump into people, you need to educate people. You need to beg people to read and research and verify. Jim, I always tell people, don't believe a word I say on the air. Go out and read and research and verify yourself. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think that, there's a couple of things going on here, and a couple of the frameworks that the establishment use is the Hegelian dialectic, the problem, reaction, solution. They've used that one over and over again because it's so effective. And then order out of chaos, which sort of works hand in hand with that. So the problem, reaction, solution, as you well know, they actually create the problem. They wait for the reaction, and then they swoop in and provide the solution. And people are clamoring for a solution at that point because they make the situation so unbearable. I mean, it reminds me, Rich, a couple of years ago where there was a woman. I mean, I hate to laugh, but it was so reminiscent of what we're going through. It was when the water came up on New York, and I knew it was like a hurricane came through, and it flooded out lots of New York. And they interviewed a woman. Now, the news crew was able to get through to this woman, and they're interviewing her, and she's saying, how come the government hasn't been here? It's 5 days. We're all going to die. We're all going to die if the government doesn't show up here and help us. And I'm thinking to myself, how'd the news crew get in to interview you? Why don't you just follow them back out to where, like, there's food and water? But it's almost like it didn't. This woman was so seemingly captured that she couldn't even think for herself to be able to follow the news crew out, for example, and get to safety. It was almost bizarre, Rich. I mean, that is what we're dealing with. People have been so, again, trauma-based mind control. They've been so traumatized. Look at all the false flag mass shooting events that have occurred. I mean, this is all part of the whole big, the traumatization of this country to beat us down to the point where we can't fight back. We're so numb that we can't muster up any defenses, and they hope to take us over without firing a shot. I mean, that's really their goal, and they're using the things that we talked about earlier, the chemicals in the air, the food, the water, all that's meant to weaken us overall as a population, to make it easier for them to subject us to slavery, which is what they all, whoever they don't kill, they want to be slaves. I know that's a dark outlook, Rich, and I wish I was wrong about that, but this is in their own, this is their own words.
Yeah, well, Jim, I spend a lot of time on ideas and solutions, and that's why if we had an ideas and solutions board and we approved people publicly to have a microphone and to talk about things that how we can be more independent, more self-sufficient. I've been talking, Jim, I mentioned on your show, I mentioned it in the book, I mentioned it probably, I'm blue in the face talking about self-sufficiency and preparedness schools. We could talk about off-grid living, gardening, raising animals, living with solar, edible and medicinal plants harvesting. Jim, there's so many things that we could do to create databases for commerce and give people a chance, because today's schools, especially public/government schools, they're not teaching us social and political indoctrination. Everybody knows this. They are indoctrinating people to be followers and not be thinkers, especially with these new criteria or labels for how corporations are supposed to work. I'm sure you've heard about ESG and EDI, which is environment, social, government, and EDI is equality, diversity, and inclusion. Basically, these are opportunities to hide crimes and make the rich get richer, Jim.
Rich, I know we're coming to a close here, but when we get back from the break, I'll tell you about my friend who lives out of state. He works at a bank, and what they have to add to their email now, they have to have their gender identity. He has to send an email and say, I prefer he or him. I mean, I'm telling you, Rich, it's dystopic, man. I can't believe we're going through this, but I know you got to go to a break. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, you bet, Jim. We'll be right back to Jim White.
The IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Jim White is my guest today, talk radio host. Jim, you were mentioning before the break about a banker friend of yours who has to put certain designations on his emails. Did you want to expand on that, or do you feel you mentioned everything you want to mention?
Well, no, I was just talking to him a couple of days ago, three or four days ago, and he talked about inner office emails that he sent. I can't really want to say his name, but it's an obvious male name, and he has to put down after his name, his signature, in parentheses, he and him, meaning that is the preferred pronoun that I want to use. And I know I hate to laugh because it's really at its core, it's really demonic in my view, this whole, you know, gender, you know, confusion, because, you know, Satan is, I believe, is the master of confusion. And that's they weave confusion, and you see even our own government weaves confusion, and that's just how they operate. I just thought it was really, I was just taken back a little bit by him now having to put his pronouns on his emails, and I'm sure he's not alone. It's probably all across all these, you know, I don't work in the corporate world at all. I do my thing here on my studio and my office, as you know, you've been too many times. So I'm out of touch, a bit to that type of thing because I'm not in that world. But I just thought it kind of surprising.
Yeah, well, I remember in the 80s and even the 90s, especially the 90s, things really doing a 180 towards this turn. But basically what they're doing is they're trying to solidify the group hyphen and pronoun to Trump, pun intended, being an American. And and that's exactly what they're trying to do. It's part of the distraction, dumbing down, and dividing of America. Now, Jim, we're going to probably go into this conversation in the last half hour, which we have a little more left. But I want to start a conversation. You mentioned about making us weak. You mentioned, you know, food, water, air, all these things. We all know about this, you know, especially you interviewed Dane Wiginton. I know Vince has interviewed Dane Wiginton many times as well. But regarding the vaccines, regarding COVID, you know, there's a term called vaccidence that's happening right now, where people who are have had the jab are getting brain fog, and there's a lot of accidents occurring from this. And there's something called succession planning, where corporations, especially in the gas and oil industry, are basically admitting that in 3 years they're going to have to replace people because people are going to start getting killed. I was just wondering what your opinion of that would be.
You know, it's interesting you mention that. I actually watched that interview with Cliff High, with Greg Hunter from USA Watchdog. Greg does a great job there. I've interviewed Cliff High, a couple of years ago. A really, really smart guy. Really, really bright fellow. Yeah, and he's talking about, I believe the same thing you're talking about, vaccines. He may have even coined that term. If not, he was one of the early adopters. But, this is the result. What he's saying is people that have been vaccinated are getting, like, you know, neurological issues after the vaccination, and it's causing them to, you know, black out. I think they described it sort of as in a zombified state. It's not really even a vaccine, as we know. Rich. I mean, it's sort of a gene altering. Who knows what's inside? That's the thing. I mean, this. I can't believe, and here's the thing that really discourages me, is people line up. I mean, I see these people proudly line up to get this shot, and it's like, you know, I knew we were kind of captured, but I didn't realize so many people were so captured. But again, the good news is a lot of this stuff is coming out, and, you know, you'd like to talk about solutions. The solution for the people out there, I think, is to get educated first. Again, like you said, don't believe anything that Rich and I say. Look it up for yourself, because that does two things. First of all, it verifies that guys like Rich and I don't just spew out false news information. And then when you're doing your research to say prove us wrong or prove us right, you also will find different avenues that perhaps Rich and I haven't even thought of or haven't noticed. And then you'll start doing some investigating, and you'll dig into it deeper, and then you'll have information to provide to people. And you become part of the problem as opposed to part of the solution. And that's really what we need to, that needs to be, there needs to be a paradigm shift where people understand that they are the solution, right? And if you're not part of the solution, Rich, you're sort of kind of part of the problem, because you're getting in the way of people that are trying to do the work. I know you got to go. I hear the music coming in the background.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jim. We'll be back with Jim White, everybody, for the last half an hour of the broadcast right after this break. Appreciate you being here.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
During a press conference on Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott detailed his plans for building a border wall. The Republican governor shamed President Biden's open border policy.
The problems that people are suffering on the border just continue to get worse. And they're getting worse for the residents who live in that region. They're getting worse for people in all regions across the entire state of Texas.
Texas has funded $250 million as a down payment to help pay for the border wall and to hire a project manager and contractor to begin building the wall. The United States Supreme Court Thursday morning made a decision on the Affordable Care Act for the third time on Thursday, leaving in place the broad provisions of the law enacted by Congress in 2010. The vote was 7-2. The decision threw out the challenge to the law on the grounds that Texas and other objecting states were not required to pay anything under the mandate provision. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With regards to what America has accomplished this week in Europe, President Biden is getting low grades for representing the United States. Nothing was accomplished with regards to the threats posed by China and Russia. Former President Trump on the phone with Fox News points out America's energy independence will be gone in a matter of weeks.
We had a point where we were getting the fuel for zero. In fact, they would give you $38 if you took it. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Now, we had to straighten that out because that would have hurt our industry. But we ended up having a great energy industry, and we ended up with low prices, and now we're not going to be, within a matter of weeks, we will no longer be energy independent, and we are going to be relying again on the Middle East and Russia and all of these other people because we are being led very, very stupidly. And I said this during the debates, but actually people did listen, and they voted properly. And that's the way it goes. But they lied. You know, they didn't talk this. They never said. This is a Bernie Sanders dream, what's happening right now. He can't believe it because this is far worse than Bernie was ever going to be. Bernie Sanders would have never even thought to suggest some of the things that are happening right now.
Hong Kong's Apple Daily newspaper said 500 police officers searched the pro-democracy newspaper's offices and arrested five senior executives on Thursday. The arrests were made under China's new national security law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli today while he catches up on farming. And I am with a good friend of mine, Jim White, talk radio show host here in Northwest Montana. Now, Jim, talking about ideas and solutions, you know, I've mentioned that. I talked about it in the book. I talked about it many times on the air, different broadcasts. Regarding homeschool expansion, so many people, parents, complain about, oh, well, they made my kids wear masks we all know it's psychological and physiological damage, hypoxia, hypercapnia, and with older folks, it has a bacteria that creates more strokes and heart attacks from the bacteria from the gum disease. We talked about parents complaining about how the school board and the teachers and the unions are making their kids think about transgender and changing genders, teaching little boys to give BJs. These are all articles I've mentioned. I'm not making any of this stuff. Sexualizing children, drag queen story time in schools and public libraries. I can go on and on. Jim, what's your perspective of creating a Montana homeschool expansion where we get kids out of government public schools and get people who have 15 years of successful private sector experience and rotate speakers and go back to the basics of math, which is now racist, of course. Science is bought and paid for and racist. And to teach these things, history and reading, and really get experts in there to rotate with a parent always in the room. Different perspectives. Take them out to off-grid hobby farms and teach them how to garden. Teach them how to live with solar. Teach them about edible medicinal plants, things of that nature. Now, Jim, Vince Finelli, just to let you know, he homeschooled his children, and he makes that public. And I believe, didn't you and your wife at least homeschool for a little while? I mean, can you expand on that, Jim? And what do you think about that idea?
Yeah, well, I think that, yes, we do homeschool. What I think happened is I think there was a bit of a backfiring that went on here with the establishment with the whole mask and the sort of draconian rules and regulations, because they weren't really – that no one can create a law, in my view, and I think in the view of our founding fathers, no one can create a law. And it wasn't a law. It was a mandate to tell you that you can't breathe fresh air. I mean, this is an inherent right that we have. You know, as people born on the land, we're allowed to breathe fresh air. I think it backfired on them a little bit because at one point, now the number dropped back down, but at one point I believe it was in the high 60% of people had decided to start homeschooling their children. And I think that number dropped back down into about 30%, but that's how many new families have started homeschooling. Now here in Montana, it's a really strong homeschooling community. There's sort of these co-op home school where you go 2 days a week, your child goes 2 days a week, and then they're homeschooled the other 3 days, they're homeschooled. And, it's working out really well. It's growing. Yeah, people are, they understand they're really indoctrination centers. They don't give points for creativity and for independent thought. And for, the things that really we're supposed to be. I mean, that's, we're made, divinely to be able to do those things and to express ourselves. And they don't want that because they know if they don't suppress that, there's going to be a lot of great artists. There's going to be a lot of great writers and a lot of great activists are going to come out and they're going to overthrow them. I mean, the reason they do all this stuff is self-preservation for their way of life, Rich. That's all of this. It's all of the stuff that we see going on, all the poisoning, all the tyranny, all the stuff we're talking about within the cities, it's all designed to continue to perpetuate their way of life and not let us be who I think we really should be, which is, we're freestanding beings, right? We can't be told not to breathe fresh air and we have to stay locked inside our house and we can't get outside and in the sun and we can't see our dying wife. And many times in these nursing homes, your husband has been married for 50, 60 years and their spouse are dying. They can't even get in to see them. I mean, this is just demonic, Rich. I mentioned it earlier. This is a spiritual battle. There's no other way to put it. And I know this isn't necessarily a biblical show, and I'm not going to go that route. I'm just saying it is a spiritual battle that we're involved in. And, sooner we realize that, I think the better off we're going to be.
Well, Jim, it's very well said. As you can tell, I'm not interrupting you. So, I mean, it's very obvious that you are very well spoken, very well read and researched, and that's exactly what America needs to be at this point. That's the number one thing. Jim, regarding some of these ideas and solutions, whether it be homeschool or, creating a silver gold revaluation so the states can involve that in their treasury, basically going back to the word of decentralizing and self-governing. What are some other ideas and solutions that you've been talking about? Because these people, these powers that be, they're going to create under the guise of some type of climate emergency or some type of benevolent BS, which is going to be all phony, that they're going to change everything, like you said, for the benefit of feathering the nest of the elite and not for the little people. So what are some other things that you can talk about regarding decentralization and self-governing, whether it be here in Montana or any place locally around the country?
Great example, Rich. Just reported here a day or two ago. I know you know Sheriff Richard Mack, which is a friend of mine coming here to Montana, actually in a week to do a presentation. He has been pushing the constitutional counties. There's two counties in Nevada. One is Elko, and I can't remember. I got a good friend there in Elko, Nevada. Matter of fact, I stayed there when I went down to do all that that work there with the ranchers down there. But they have declared that they are going to be a constitutional county. The Bill of Rights is going to be the law of their counties. If the state or federal government comes in and tries to violate anybody within the county's constitutional rights, Bill of Rights, they're going to be thrown in jail. Richard Mack is going to be there, I believe, maybe this weekend or maybe it is this weekend. They're going to declare it. He's going to be there. Richard Mack, if you're not familiar with him, the founder of the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association. And that is the key, folks. You have to have constitutional sheriffs. The sheriff can deputize every person in the town. Like, one fell swoop can deputize everyone if he wants to. And they want to take up their badge as deputies and serve on the sheriff's deputized force. He can do that with a wave of his hand. There's a tremendous amount of power. You have to have, which is doesn't mean it doesn't need to be kept in check. A constitutional sheriff won't wield that power inappropriately. A constitutional sheriff will understand his power and will use it as a shield against the citizens of his county, which is what his design is. That's what he's designed to do, to be the shield between the folks and the federal government. He's supposed to be the firewall. That's what the sheriff is supposed to be. A constitutional sheriff will do that. If your sheriff's not constitutional, you're rolling the dice.
Yeah, very well said, Jim. And there are a lot of counties and states who are, like Missouri, for example. I believe the Missouri governor just signed a federal or a state law where the Fed gun laws are null and void. And that's exactly what needs to happen, because it's just like there's a lot of phony baloney going on, Jim. You know, it seems like, especially with election fraud, our Supreme Court sold out the people. Now, there's certain justices like Thomas and Alito who are very patriotic, and they weren't part of it. However, they did meet later, and even though they said, oh, yeah, well, the Second Amendment stands, that shouldn't even have been a discussion, because if it's in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it shouldn't even – no discussion needs to be done, because it already is the rule of law. That's the rule of the land. So, Jim, in your opinion because, you know, I've kind of been on a lot of national shows for talk radio, even though I've been on your broadcast quite a bit. What do you feel, because I think you have your finger on the pulse, obviously, a lot more than I do locally. What do you feel Montana's a very populous state, a lot of people moving in here. What's your opinion of our constitutional sheriffs as a whole? I know it will be a guess answer, but what's your gut telling you?
Well, I know that we've got, Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, who's in Cascade County, who just, you may have seen the news, he just went from being a Democrat, he flipped parties over to being a Republican. We have Sheriff Tom Rummel, who's in Sanders County. He is a constitutional sheriff. There are other police chiefs and other cities that are constitutional police chiefs. Sheriff certainly has much more power within the county. But sadly, Rich, there's not a whole lot of constitutional sheriffs here in Montana, not nearly as many as there should be, knowing, as you do, sort of the pulse of the folks in Montana. We're, you know, freedom-loving, Second Amendment-loving. We just want liberty. We don't want to be oppressed. Like, no one really probably wants to be oppressed. But, I mean, it's a different kind of thing here in Montana. And if you've been here and spent time here and hung around the people here, you'd understand exactly what I'm saying. But I just want to follow up a little bit and touch what you just said about Missouri. We also passed that same bill. Jedediah Hinkle was the legislator, and I can't remember what district he's in now, but he actually introduced that bill to basically nullify any federal gun laws in Montana. That was signed into law by Governor Gianforte as well. SB 258 comes to mind. I believe if you just look up Montana SB 258, I believe that's the bill. But it actually does the same thing. It keeps the federal government. It's a nullification, and that's what we need to do as the states, is we need to nullify the federal government. And I'll say it again for the third time on this broadcast, and again, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. States need to kick the federal government out of their states. You understand why? It's like letting a robber rent a room from you, and you know he's going to rob you when you wake up, but you rent a room to him anyway. Why are they occupying the states? They're a criminal enterprise. They create nothing. They create zero. All they do is take money from people that work hard and give it to people that don't want to, amongst many other things. But that's not the most egregious of their crimes, but it certainly is one of them. Why have them in the states? We don't need them here. The state governments can do everything that the federal governments do. The sheriff's got a bomb squad. The sheriff has a drug squad. The sheriff's got an internet crime squad, right? They can do all that stuff. You start with the constitutional sheriff, people rally behind them, and you can eliminate the federal government completely. Now, it's not going to happen overnight, but I think that that's what we should strive towards, getting the feds out of every state. They're not needed there.
Well, Jim, you know, it's analogous to, pardon the change of subject here, but hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. You know, the federal government was basically at the highest levels with Fauci and Gates basically saying that those therapeutics weren't going to be efficacious. Well, not only are they efficacious, they're safe. They're extremely safe, and all the studies are coming out saying they knew about this, but yet they were still pushing the vaccine. This is why we need, when we start at the bottom level, at the local level, the state level, we're going to get more opinions, more reading, more research, less propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies. We'll be right back, folks, with radio broadcaster Jim White for our last segment of the day. We appreciate you being here. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I want to thank my great guest and personal friend, Jim White, for being here. This is our last short segment, our last segment of the broadcast. And, Jim, I want to personally say thank you and tell you how much I appreciate your hard work, your effort, your patriotism, your intelligence, your courage, your reading, your research. All true Americans and patriots really appreciate people like yourself. So I say thank you. And what I'd like to do, Jim, is we only have a few minutes in this last segment left before the last commercial. And again, I want to thank you for being on board with us today. What I'd like you to do is tell people, our listeners from across the country and the world who are listening to you today, how can they listen to you on your existing program and any projects you might have forthcoming? And I want to give you the last word, Jim, so the microphone is yours, sir.
Rich, yeah, thanks so much for having me on your show. And please thank Vince when you speak to him again. I do appreciate what he does and what you do, of course. We are going to be going on AM and FM here in the Billings market very, very soon. I'm getting geared up for that right now, with, you know, show openings and bumpers and that type of stuff. We're going to be broadcasting right outside of Billings, as a matter of fact. You can find everything that I do on MontanaDailyGazette.com, MontanaDailyGazette.com. I'm the editor of that publication. We're the number one online news publication in Montana. And I'm, you know, proud to say that's from the hard work of many, many people who have have put a lot of hours and labor into making that happen. You can listen to all of my radio shows live on MontanaGazetteRadio.com. That's MontanaGazetteRadio.com, which is sort of a subpage of Montana Daily Gazette. Again, we're going to be switching up here pretty soon, within the next couple of weeks, probably not this Monday, the next Monday. We'll have everything in place, and we're going to start broadcasting again live daily on AM and FM and a bunch of different formats. But you can find out all that information. All that stuff will be listed. I got booted off of YouTube, so I have a channel on Rumble now from Northwest Liberty News, but I'll be creating a Montana Gazette radio channel on Rumble where all the videos and everything, all the shows will not only be on radio, but it'll be video, of course, videoed as well. And all those will be available on Montana Daily Gazette or Montana Gazette Radio. I don't do a whole lot of work with Northwest Liberty News as much anymore because I'm sort of transitioning over here with a more of a team approach here with Montana Daily Gazette. There's quite a few people that are involved in that, and I'm delighted to be part of that team. So that's where you can find out what I have going on. And Rich, we have to have you back when I get going here on the show and get my, get everything sort of the show clock down and all that stuff. I'll have you back on, of course, on the show, because it'll be a Montana crowd. And we, of course, always appreciate you coming on my show, Rich. You've probably been on my show. I think you or Ron Gibson, and I think you know Ron. You guys are probably neck and neck and been a guest on my show the most, probably in the 20s. I think you've been on my show 20 times, maybe 25 times. But always delighted to have you on, Rich. And you're no slouch yourself with all the great work that you do and the stuff that you put out. You're a world-class hunter. People don't probably know that, but you're a world-class hunter and a really smart cat. So thanks again for having me on today.
Well, Jim, I'm always honored to be on your show with you, and because I know about your background, your reading, your research, and how you feel about this country. You're a great patriot, and I'm just honored to call you a friend. And since the music hasn't started yet, Jim, I'm going to ask you it's going to sound like a comedy question with everything that's going on in this country, but what is your feeling of mainstream media and government confidence as we speak today?
Probably the lowest point in the history of mankind since it's been recorded. I mean, how could it get any lower? It's almost Rich, like some of these things that they say and some of the things that they do. You've heard the old saying, we're watching a movie. That's a phrase that's been used quite a bit the last couple of years. I don't know if we're watching a movie or not watching a movie, but some of the things that they do, it's amazing to me that they can actually sleep at night, Rich, and they knowingly deceive the people. They are the enemy of this republic. Is the mainstream media. They are one of the chief enemies of this republic by far, head and shoulders above a lot of other institutions that you would consider bad. Rich, it's almost surreal, brother. It almost is surreal. I mean, I told people years ago, you're not going to recognize the United States pretty soon, but even I didn't really realize how bad it was going to get, and I think it's going to get worse, sadly. Let's all keep fighting, Rich. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim. It's obviously planned demolition by anti-American personnel. Jim, you have a great day. Our listeners have a wonderful Thursday. And Jim White, thank you so much for being on our broadcast.
Everybody, it's my pleasure, Rich. Thanks so much.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. Have a good day, everybody.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.